Yeah, Sean's got it all going for him. Sean, the mighty Sean Morrissey from Sonic Armada. S-O-N-I-Q.
S-O-N-I-Q.
A-R-M-A-D-A.
Yes, indeed.
So if I can't spell Armada, that'd be pretty sad. As much as I read of like naval battles and
Sonic Armada has taught us so much about cosmology. Just say cos because he uses the word cosmology so much.
Yeah, really. Well, as well he should.
You know, I've been trying to work on a like both. What is it? Christopher Walken would be a good one.
Yeah.
Denzel Washington what's the other one? There was one other one I can't remember off the top of my head. But I'll tell you what, Christopher Walken, that's a difficult impression to nail. It really is. So it's just all the different inflections in his voice.
But if anyone can do it,
I'll try. I'm working on it. I got to watch Pulp Fiction a few more times.
Right. All right. So anyway, I'm going to play. We had a request. Sorry, it took so long here. We're, you know, hanging out in the studio here. But I'm going to play. We had a request for Morbid Angel. The song is Where the Slime Live. This is the second track on the album Domination. And since it begins with a D, that means it's their fourth album.
That's right.
Because they have this thing about naming them A, B, C, D. Yeah. So
Domination.
So I saw them. Yeah, I saw them when that album came out, actually.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Back in the good old days.
When the rec room still existed.
Oh, man. Man, now you're hurting.
See, I know.
The rec, we missed the rec room so much. Oh. That was weird.
That was my, yeah.
Uh-oh. Wow. Radio. All right, cool. All right, this is going to be Morbid Angel by request, Where the Slime Live. Oh, wait a minute. Is this right? Hang on. Wait.
And meanwhile.
Aha.
We'll ask, should we put a trivia question out there? Uh-oh. Even though you can't win anything, but
I was gonna say. Well, actually, I have a pair of tickets to go see Aborted. I haven't had a chance to give away.
What should be our trivia question, or should there be a trivia, or should it just be caller number?
For the ticket, I'll probably just take caller.
So yeah, that's
Tim always makes listeners guess. All right, man, what's Paul's nickname, which only Tim uses. It's and no one else uses.
Tim's got a nickname for everybody, though.
He does, actually. Yeah.
So. You'd think he'd been in
pizza
the fire.
Pizza face, yeah, onion head, walnut head.
Chris acknowledges the onion head moniker.
Well, of course he does.
Yeah. So, good old Chris.
Hey, really?
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, so once again, this is going to be Morbid Angel by request. This is Where the Slime Live. Sorry it took so long. Here's Morbid Angel. This is Wreckage, and this is WRAK Atlanta. We'll be right back. All right, that was a band called Thul Condra, but you may have thought that song sounded familiar because it was actually indeed a cover of the song The Somber Lane, a great song from the band Dissection.
Yes.
But that was a band called Thul Condra covering it. Which, I tricked you all, no.
Which, interestingly enough, as we played you Death Stars a little while ago, one of the members of Death Stars is also, I believe, a former member of Dissection.
Which is one reason why I played it, because we mentioned him in the studio.
Yes.
Yep.
There's something to that effect.
It all ties in, sort of.
There's a the 7 degrees of separation thing going on there somewhere.
Yeah, unless it's Kevin Bacon, in which case it's like 3.
We don't. Yeah. The bacon number?
The bacon number. Yes, the bacon number. The bacon.
Not to be confused with the Baconator.
So, yeah, really. Yeah, exactly. I think I have one more pair of tickets. Let me redraw this page just in case it's timed out here. But I have one more pair of tickets to give away for Aborted and Fit for an Autopsy at the Masquerade. So Wednesday, May 13th is coming Wednesday at 7 p.m. And we'll go ahead and give away a pair of tickets right now. One thing, I'll take callers. I'll take caller number 3. At 404-894-2468. That's also the number to call with the request. I haven't given the number out in a while, so
yes,
it's kind of bad.
If there's any aspiring grind metal or death metal musicians out there that need band names, call me up. Because, hey, I went to EMT school. I know all the great names.
I was going to say medical terms.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm not going to use any of them. So
we have one coming up in a second, actually. It's a song title from Aborted. Yeah, so it was a classic here. But anyway... Yeah, and also, by the way, if you're like a really, really good blast beat drummer and you live on the north side of town.
Actually, blast beat, not as much, but yes, that would be great too.
Of course,
Machine gun double bass. Definitely.
Really?
Yeah, looking for that.
Sean's on the prowl for a good...
Sort of that Fear Factory or like Gene Hoglan kind of,
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, we're looking for a band drummer about as good as Gene Hoglan. Yeah, yeah. Sure.
Use triggers. Mm-hmm. Use triggers and a drum brain and you're good.
I'll tell you what, Gene Hoglan's the mighty one.
Yes.
As Tim and I refer to him, borrowing a page from Game of Thrones, he is the mountain that plays.
Yes. He's very talented.
Yeah, just an amazing... And really cool guy, too, actually. That's what.
If I had the budget, I would probably try to hire him.
I was going to say, it's like, it'll play for anybody.
Well.
In fact, I'll never forget the night he was playing drums for the band Unearth, I believe.
Yes, and he was.
At the Tabernacle.
Yes.
And they were, I believe, opening for Dimmu Borgir, wasn't
Dimmu
it?
Dimmu and Danzig. Yes, that wasn't...
No, it wasn't Dimmu and
Danzig. It wasn't that one, Darkest of the Dark or Blackest of the Black?
No, I was outside for that show, but it wasn't inside. No, it was a different show. But Dimmu was played there twice. But the drummer for Dimmu, of course, was... what's his name?
Tony Laureano.
No.
Hellhammer.
Hellhammer.
Yeah.
It was kind of cool. We get to see two of the most amazing drummers on the planet in the space of like an hour and a half.
I know.
It's like, wow.
I know. It's like these two people are in the same building.
Yeah, really. It's
amazing. There going to be a singularity occurring somewhere? I mean,
a hole opens to a different dimension.
Like this little ball lightning happens, and you're like, it's a singularity. Hey.
It's a chronic hysteresis.
You're shrinking the planet. Yeah.
It's a chronic hysteresis.
There you go.
That was Doctor Who.
Billions and billions. Okay.
Billions and billions. All right. So anyway, going to play some Aborted right now. Once again, call number 3 at 404-894-2468. Wins a pair of tickets to see them this coming Wednesday evening, May 13th at the Masquerade. It's Aborted and Fit for an Autopsy. Aborted, I think, is the support band. And it's all ages, and I'll give away a pair of tickets to caller 3 at 404-894-2468. And this is going to be Aborted. The song title I love, but the album title is awesome. By the way, it's The Archaic Abattoir. Yeah, it's one of those older abattoirs.
Yes.
And yes, important. And then, of course, the song title is Voracious Hemoglobinic Syndrome.
So it's some kind of a blood
disease.
It's a blood disorder.
That eats you or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of, I wish we could run a call like that.
No, you don't.
That'd be a first for me.
Yeah.
Your blood's eating you, by the way.
Your blood's eating you. Yeah. No big deal. It's like, just relax.
Yeah, here's some morphine.
Yeah, we're okay. All right, here's Aborted once again with Voracious Hemoglobinic Syndrome. Caller 3 at 404-894-2468. Wins a pair of tickets to that show on this coming Wednesday. Here's Aborted. This is Wreckage. This is WRAK Atlanta.